National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Friday, February 28th. Time is 8:30 a.m. And I'm your host, Josh Engel. We have a very special program this morning. We're going to be discussing the upcoming Carroll County Community Theater production of Bright Star, opening on March 14th, running two weekends, March 14th through the 16th, as well as the 21st through the 23rd during the week and Saturdays. The show will be at 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. matinees on Sunday. You can get the tickets for this show at carrolltonarts.com, I believe. I didn't write down the .com, .org, or whatever. You can get your tickets at carrolltonarts.com, but we're going to be talking all about the show. We have the choreographer and assistant director, Sydney Coleman. We have Nicole Nason, the director of the program, and Katie Dugan Barrett, who is stage managing the production. So we're going to get a little history on them, and then, of course, let listeners know what they can expect in the performance. So why don't we start with a... origin stories like superheroes. Let's start with Sydney. Sydney, tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about, we'll talk about your choreography here in a bit, but I would love to know, a bit about your artistic history, right? Your history of performance, skill sets,
for
all that.
Sure. Good morning. I've been performing locally in Carrollton for probably close to 15 years now. First started in school chorus and kind of caught the bug early, branched out into dance, and got pulled into theater really early, around the age of 8 or 10, and I've been stuck ever since. Continued on to have a competitive dance career, danced all the way through high school. Of course, COVID happened. But luckily had the chance of signing my first professional contract 2 years ago, and now stepping into a full-time choreographer and AD, it's a huge privilege and honor.
Yeah, that professional endeavor was a major accomplishment.
For sure, for sure.
Like, seriously, that was, what was the theater and the group there that you worked with?
Yeah, so we worked with a group. They came out of Cascade Hill Church in Columbus, Georgia. It's an independent duo, a married couple who wrote this Christmas show, feeling super inspired to create a message that talked about Christmas but also highlighted the religious aspect. And the musical has only been going for about 5 years, so to get in and to help originate new material and bring that to a new stage and create new excitement for younger generations was a huge, huge experience, and I would never take that back.
That's awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. It came full circle.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you remember, this is out of pocket, but do you remember the first musical theater production you were a part of?
I do. It was at the Carrollton Art Center. Funnily enough, Dwayne was involved. Dwayne here from the radio station.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne Scholl, yeah.
Yeah. it was Willy Wonka. I was an Oompa Loompa, spray painted orange every night with my little yarn hat.
Dig it.
Dancing around stage. So, yeah, long
it's
time ago.
Funny, the very first musical that I saw here in town was Beauty and the Beast.
Nicole was in,
and I got to see Dwayne with a big clock on his face.
That was amazing.
That was hysterical. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for answering that out-of-pocket question. Of course, I'm going to ask the same thing to Nicole Nason, who I absolutely adore, made the cupcakes for my wedding.
True.
Little
true
background. Little fact. Little factoid for listeners. She's an incredible baker, but an even better director and stage director and stage mom. I'm sure you're everything, right? You're a major pillar of the local community arts. So tell us a bit about you.
That was very kind. So I got involved in theater actually with Sydney in Willy Wonka. I was sitting in the room and they said, we really need parents to audition. We don't have enough adults. And as you know, in the story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, there's parents involved. And Dwayne was one of the parents, and that's where I met him. Excuse me. And I ended up being Mike TV's mom. And
oh, man.
Five shows, 18 months later, I was just hooked. I was never home. I was constantly at the theater and dragging her with me. So this is probably our 10th or 12th show together, which is
cool.
Amazing. We have a lot of fun. So Sydney is my daughter, by the way.
Yeah, mother-daughter, director, choreographer, and of course, assistant director.
So, but that's how we got into it. And now I'm finishing my master's in education with a focus in theater. Groovy. And so Carrollton bug bit me with the community arts, the community center. So
that's
it's been great.
So cool,
Carrollton
yeah.
Carrollton Arts Center.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Congratulations, by the way, going to school for that. That's going to be great. I mean,
Thank you.
Has been a major part of your life. You're exactly the kind of a professor that I imagine that folks exploring the arts would want. So it's the same answer, Willy Wonka, for both of you.
Correct.
Okay, groovy, groovy. All right, we're going to throw it over to Katie Dugan Barrett. She's the stage manager for the production of Bright Star, which, just a quick reminder, opens March 14th. Katie, tell us a bit about you and, of course, the first musical production you were a part of.
All right. Well, similar backstory, but a little bit earlier, I guess. I also started at when it was the Cultural Arts Center. I guess now it's the Carrollton Arts Center. But my first show was Music Man in 2003, I believe. So I was 10 at the time. My sister actually was the one who got into theater. She was in Cheaper by the Dozen back when they used to do it at the Townsend Center. And honestly, having a single parent, it's a lot easier to do activities if they're both doing the same thing. So after she did that, she tried out for Music Man, which meant I had to try out for Music Man too. And here we are now. She's not in theater and I still am. So it worked out, I guess.
Super cool. And this is your your first experience stage managing, or have you done this a few times?
I have stage managed previously, once previously, and for a Shakespeare show done in town a couple years ago. And then I was Nicole's assistant stage manager for Something Rotten.
Well, you absolutely, you know, took my happiness away, because I was so excited to say the first musical I was in was The Music Man, because I thought there's no way either of you,
Listen.
None of you would say that. And
I mean,
a,
I feel like we're about
show.
The same age, so it would fit. It
that
was,
makes that makes
it was hip
sense.
At the time. Yeah,
it was sixth grade. And I think the very first line was, and that I ever had was, "And they're so by God stubborn, they can stand touching noses for a week at a time and never see eye to eye." That's what that was my very first line.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I love musical theater. It's tremendous. All right, so let's talk about the show itself, the concept of the show. I would love to kind of give listeners an idea, you know, of the plot without giving away any spoilers. Whoever thinks, you know, would want to take that, Madam Director.
Okay, so Bright Star was written by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. It is not, however, a comedy. It's a story placed back in between, it's a flashback to the 1920s from the 1940s. The music is all bluegrass, and it's just a great story. A couple of love stories, some family drama, you know, just all the fun stuff that you need in there. The music is wonderful. What else can we say about the show? It's just a lot of fun. The flashing back has been challenging, but a lot of fun.
And for listeners at home who might, I'm assuming that Steve Martin
yes,
did the book
yes.
for it, created the music.
He did.
All right, so,
lots of banjo.
Steve Martin, for listeners who may not be aware, is a very accomplished banjo player.
Very.
And he and his bluegrass band tour the world, and
yes.
they're out of control. Like, they're super good.
The book is really, really good. We've enjoyed it. And it's based on a true story. That's going to be interesting when people come see it. And we're not going to give anything away, but there's a few weird twists in it that you're like, that was a true story? So yeah, it's very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I think the most beautiful part of it is the show kind of is for everyone, because whether you're a 19-year-old and you can relate to a teenager who is confessing what they feel for the first time and trying to figure that out, or you're an 80-year-old woman who remembers what it was like to be young, it's a nice way to kind of create a sense of community and fellowship in the audience.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. That synergy.
Yeah,
flowing,
exactly.
She spoke so eloquently, and then I had to say synergy. yeah, I love that. Very cool. Appreciate that, Sydney. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. Time is 8:39. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation of about Bright Star, the upcoming musical production, the Big Spring musical, which is opening on March 14th, running from March 14th to the 16th. And then the following weekend, 21st to the 23rd, 7:30 p.m., except for Sundays, which will be a 2 p.m. matinee. And you can get your tickets at carrolltonarts.com. Yeah, we'll go ahead and take our commercial break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:41, and today's February 28th. We are continuing our conversation with Nicole Nason, director, Sydney Coleman, choreographer and assistant director, and Katie Dugan Barrett, stage manager of the upcoming musical production of Bright Star, opening March 14th, running from March 14th to the 16th, and the following weekend from the 21st to the 23rd. Get your tickets at carrolltonarts.com. So if you are a fan of bluegrass, 1920s and 40s aesthetics, family, rich family stories, and a lot more, this is going to be a show you're going to want to see. So let's talk a bit about the cast. So I appreciate you laying out kind of the concept of the program in the last break. By the way, be sure to check out the full episode of the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. You're going to want to hear the kind of the background and a bit of the background on our guests here. So yeah, let's talk about the cast.
This cast is amazing. We had about 35 to 40 people audition for 17 parts, so I get to pick exactly who was right for the part, and I stand by what I said the day we brought everybody in, that we picked the right people for these characters. Their voices blend beautifully. They sound fabulous. It's hard to believe some of them have never done theater before or have only done ensemble, and they're stepping into this huge lead role. Presley McCarty is our lead. She plays Alice Murphy, and she had done Bright Star, a very small part in Bright Star at Bremen last year, and walked in just to get an ensemble part, and she is our lead. And she walked out of the room after auditions, and the music director and I looked at each other and we're like, that's Alice. She's amazing. And she has just not stopped amazing us since day one.
And that's a major compliment to for folks at home who may have never participated in musical theater before. It is no easy task to accomplish performance, acting, singing, dancing, all of that at the same time, mm-hmm. while managing not to blow out your throat the week of opening.
Exactly. So we have about two couples, if you will, and both the couples are great. Their voices blend beautifully, and I don't know. I can't wait for everybody to see them. They're great on stage.
I'm hearing stories like, folks are talking about rehearsals, and it sounds like it's going to be dynamite. For folks who may have missed the first segment, this is a musical created by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. So if you have any idea of their musical history, you can kind of imagine the vibe that you're walking into, and it's going to be so good. But it's not a comedy. It's beautiful, but it's not solely a comedy. So I would love to kind of touch on the dancing. We have a choreographer and assistant director, also no easy task, doubling up on those, Sydney Coleman. Sydney, tell us a bit about the dancing.
So interestingly enough, Bright Star is not really a dance-heavy show, which has been quite a challenge for someone like me who loves a good kick line and a 5-6-7-8. however, what I really wanted to focus on was in capturing the contemporary movement and using the body to symbolize different pieces of our story. So whether that's using our body and creating percussion to highlight certain pieces of the music, or we move a specific way on a certain instrument to really highlight that and pull that out of the back of the orchestration, the actors have a lot more control in how the story is portrayed through their movement, which I think is so beautiful and such a new take as we're moving into contemporary theater things with like Hadestown coming onto Broadway, as we see a lot of that movement. The other fun side with choreo has been set design. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Waitress that came out recently during COVID, and interestingly enough, they have set changes happen while lights are up, but it's all beautifully choreographed and it makes sense with the storyline. So getting to not only control dance movement with music, but to control how our environment is portrayed and how it moves in and out and how quickly it moves in and out and why has been really, really vital in how we choose to tell the story. And it's been so fun getting to sit here with this team and these dancers and be like, all right, let's talk, let's collaborate and make this the best that it can be.
We talk about, acting versus music versus dancing, but what people tend to forget, or folks who may not have had experience, is that every one of those, as you just so eloquently said, are another way to further tell the story, to flesh out the story. It's amazing that you can tell a separate story in the movement work
of course.
In the choreography, and that's just an added punch for the viewers that are getting to take all this in.
Yeah, most definitely. Same as like genres and music. I know if I'm going to go work out, I'm not going to throw on classical music. That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Same thing with movement. It's nice to have the control to kind of create and be artistic in that space.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like sweat to Rachmaninoff, you know.
Exactly.
It's not the vibe.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not the vibe. So okay, so we're talking about dancing. We can't talk about dancing without talking about music.
Of course.
So who would want to cover music? Anybody? There you go. All right. Nicole Nason, director. Talk to us a bit about the music. You touched on in the last segment that it's bluegrass heavy, mm-hmm. Composed by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, of the Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians.
Oh yes.
So lay it on us. Let's talk about the music some.
Very, very strong ensemble. Some incredible solo numbers that will tear your heart out, and then others that will make you roll on the floor laughing. Just great stories in these songs. They're very rich. But the harmonies are excellent. I love all the banjo and all of that in the background. It's been a lot of fun. I don't know, what else can we say about the music? I think it will speak for itself.
I think an important part to acknowledge about the music is that it is bluegrass. So maybe those who don't like musical theater, you know, everybody has a pretty strong one way or the other with musical theater. If you don't like musical theater, this might be one that you can enjoy because it is bluegrass music. They actually pulled the music from one of their bluegrass albums for this show. So the way a lot of our performers are performing it, it is not what you think of necessarily as musical theater. It transcends into more of a bluegrass feel a lot of the time.
That's tremendous. So let's talk about sets. Another incredibly vital component about the theater experience and another way to tell the story, the sets. So let's talk a bit about that.
I'm going to go ahead and shout out the fabulous Mike Handyside.
What a G.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me tell you, this set would not even be close to a... It was an idea, and I don't know how that man brought it to life. He walked in to the first meeting, and honestly, nobody... Everybody thought he was coming in with a sketch, and this man pulled out like a 3D built model.
It was just scale.
And this, that, and the other. And I've got
including people.
Including multiple figures. He's just been such a pleasure to work with in all aspects. He's loved getting to know the cast. He's loved getting to know the production team. Some of our cast helps out. Like, it's such a family feel. And I think that's really important in creating your set. Mike has pivoted at every crazy thing we've thrown at him. He's created a safe environment to perform in. It's so important in theater. Mm. So we thank him heavily for that.
I gave him a sketch of an AI generated. I had like six different options based on all the details I gave. I said I wanted the Proscenium Theater, 1920s, etc. And it printed out, and I picked out the one that was my vision because it was perfect. And I brought it to him and I said, okay, this is kind of what I want. And he's making it happen. We have two cabins.
Alchemist.
built on the stage, one of which is outside the proscenium and one of which is in the back, and they will remain static throughout the production. They're just amazing. Metal roofs and the entire thing.
I also want to shout out Katie, our mountain painter connoisseur.
About to say, we cannot leave the mountains out.
Bob Ross over here, you know, painting the mountains.
Listen, you say that it's 32 feet wide and, what, 8 or 10 feet tall?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. A huge character within this production is the location of it, is the Blue Ridge Mountains. And so,
hey, it's where I'm from.
Hey.
There you go.
There you go. You'll feel like home if you come to this show. Across the whole back wall, we've done this mountain wall that's Blue Ridge Mountains that'll stay there throughout because that's pretty consistently part of the show. And it's enormous. It's been a joint effort between Mike Handyside for building, myself painting the thing, and then our lighting director, Kelsey, which another big part of this is going to be, Kelsey Manuel working on lighting throughout this. And the challenge of doing minimal set changes. We're not doing huge backdrop changes, but still going between 1920s and 1940s throughout the entire show and working with Kelsey to get a consistently different vibe for each. So visually you can recognize what, you know, what decade we're in. It'll be great.
Thus far, each component that we've covered is worth admission by itself. Like, absolutely. If you were like, hey, you want to come see a 32-foot-wide incredible painting of the Blue Ridge Mountains? I'm there.
You know?
I'm there. And that's just one element of a very complex and what sounds like an awesome production. I really can't wait to check it out. Time is 8:51. We'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hit a very important point, which is that a portion of the proceeds will be benefiting an excellent, excellent cause. And we're going to kind of flesh that out a little bit in the next segment, as well as leave you with some more information as to how you can get tickets to the upcoming production of Bright Star, opening March 14th, running March 14th through the 16th, and then the following weekend, the 21st through the 23rd. Get your tickets at carrolltonarts.com. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
If you knew my story, you'd have a good story to tell me. I'm not alone. Tell me I'm not alone.
Speaking of Blue Ridge Mountains, shout out to Colin Worthington, our very own West Virginia Jim. That is hooked us up with some of the musical pieces from Bright Star, which is what we're here talking about today. We're about to wrap up the show, but I want to, again, give people a quick reminder. Check out the full podcast of this episode so you can get the full story of all the moving pieces that has culminated in this awesome production of Bright Star, a musical theater piece created by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. And as you just heard, it's going to be some knockout bluegrass ensembles. So something we definitely got to hit. I misspoke earlier, not a portion of the proceeds, but there will be a request for donations for folks who come out to the show, which will be going towards an excellent cause. Nicole, would you want to tell us about that?
So with the aftermath of the hurricane and how Asheville got hit and the surrounding areas, we decided that since this is based in Asheville and the Blue Ridge Mountains, that we wanted to find a worthy cause and really spotlight that. And through some research, we found several, but one that really hit for us was called My Sister's Place. And it is a thrift store and counseling center and a resource center for domestic violence. And with talking with this group, it's just, they do amazing work, and they were wiped out from the storm. And they have a GoFundMe going right now. I think they wanted $50,000 and they were like at $16,000. And I thought, you know, I can't promise you a lot of money, but every little bit helps. And so they were thrilled. So we'll be playing some videos and putting some things on social media for people to see, and we'll have QR codes, but we really would like to help them rebuild. They're in Marshall, right outside of Asheville. And like I said, they were destroyed, and it just, the cause just really spoke to us, and it just felt like the way to go.
This is our artistic alchemy at its finest. The impact of an artistic production transcending the room and the theater that had the opportunity to take it in, making an impact on an amazing cause up in Asheville. So just to reiterate, for folks that come to the show, they will be presented with a card of some kind, or there will be signage up, which will provide QR codes. So if you know, you'd like to make a donation to this cause, clearly it's an amazing cause. And kudos to you and the team for incorporating such a great cause with this show. I imagine we can't give away too much of the plot, but I imagine thematically it might kind of correlate with the show.
A little bit, a little bit. It's not about domestic violence. Please
sure.
don't think
no,
that.
Not at all. No. But it is the '20s, so you know, things get.
It's more so the time period and just the community, and this this organization does great work for their community, and that's kind of a message in this show too. So
looking out for one another.
Yeah.
Family, love, and everything.
I think so. I think we can tie it in there, but.
Well, I would in the time we have left, you know, we only have about 4 minutes left. I would love, before we give folks a call to action as to how they can get tickets, if maybe, Nicole, you wouldn't mind just kind of giving folks one more time, just not necessarily a synopsis, but just a quick little tease about what this show is, what folks can expect if they get tickets to Bright Star opening on March 14th.
Well, I think they're going to find there's a lot of great, like I said, live story. There's also, and some coming of age, a little bit of mystery, and some great little funny comedic moments in there.
I definitely think if you were to come out to the show, go ahead and prepare yourself. You're going to laugh. You're probably going to cry. You're going to turn to the person at intermission and be like, what just happened? It is, if you're looking for a show that's going to not only leave you feeling impacted by the end, but also have you on the edge of your seat, just like your favorite television series, I definitely think this is a show for you. As we steadily move through the plot, there's so much to uncover, and we can't wait for you to get to learn who these people are. They're such interesting characters, and what they bring to their lives and individual beings on stage is just amazing to watch.
That is far out. And because we're not going to let her get out without saying something else.
Yeah.
If you could, Katie Dugan-Barrett, stage manager, any final thoughts from you?
I think that if you're interested in stories of, it's a story of a strong female character in the 40s, and then looking back, and one of the first songs is If You Knew My Story. And it's going through the events in someone's life that build them up to the adults that they are at this point, and looking at the layers of cause and effect and how these choices impact everybody in the community. So.
Wow. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Nicole Nason, director of the program. Any other final words?
No, I would love for everybody to come out. It runs a little less than 2 hours. It's a great evening out. Get some dinner in town, go on the square, and coming out to the Arts Center. It'll be a lot of fun, I promise.
Wonderful. Well, again, to listeners, be sure to check out Bright Star. This is an original musical production created and composed by Steve Martin, famed comedian, but even more so, very accomplished banjo player. I love when I'm watching his band, because I play bass and I like seeing people play stand-up bass. It's so cool. But this is an awesome opportunity to catch some musical theater, a newer show, very rich, and a great family story. And of course, if you're into period pieces, incredible sets, incredible choreography, dancing, performance, acting, check this out. Get your tickets at carrolltonarts.com. It's going to run March 14th to the 16th, 7:30 p.m. except for Sundays at 2 p.m. matinee, and the following weekend, 21st through the 23rd. Sydney Coleman, Nicole Nason, Katie Dugan-Barrett, thank you all for coming on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
And to all you tuning in at home, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.